tell about your role?
We just got done meeting. They're going to have me learn Sam linebacker in the beginning and see how that goes. So it'll be a change, but they said that's what's going to be what's best for the team, so we're going to give it a shot.
How difficult, you've been in that mic spot forever, how difficult is this going to be?
It's going to be the biggest challenge of my career.
Is the same spot different than it was previously used in the last 4 years?
Is it the same spot?
Is there a different responsibility for that Sam linebacker now?
So you guys remember, Otto, right? It's too early to tell, I guess, as far as everything that's going to be asked of that position. But I think they'll take into account who's playing it, body types and everything like that, where, you know, traditionally we had the years past, that was a guy that was maybe more of a pass rusher, or, you know, kind of an edge, you know, a big, really it was a 3-4 outside linebacker. That's obviously not the case anymore. So I think as we get more and more into it, we'll have a better understanding of job responsibilities and what is going to be required for that position.
Why the biggest challenge of your career?
For 10 years, I've played middle linebacker. My entire perspective of how to play football in the NFL, my entire identity has been that. And now that's not the case.
Is there any disappointment that you were told throughout last year you were still playing at a good level, that there isn't a competition of any sorts for this spot, and sort of the decision's just been made?
I think the biggest thing for me is the decision was made, and they said this is what's going to be best for the team, and that's great, because if it's going to help us win, it's going to help us win. The thing is for me is that then I look at it and say, well, that means I didn't play at a high enough level to keep that job, so it's my fault, and I don't have anybody to blame but myself. So if I would have played better last year, then maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation. But that's not the case. So moving forward, you know, make the adjustment and do the best job I can.
Isn't there a flip side to that, that maybe it's about what they want to see out of Miles Jack?
Well, I mean, absolutely. Okay. That's. But, you know, you want to be able to...
I feel like you're looking at the negative side of it.
No, I want to be able to say... I want to know that I have control over my destiny. Do you know what I mean? So if I'm not able to play that spot, it's because I didn't play well enough. That's how I'm able to, you know what I mean, wrap my mind around it, I guess.
Would it be an easier transition to go from Mike to Will than Mike to Sam?
Yes.
Okay. And so why is that? Just because of the coverage aspects of Sam?
The Mike and Will are very similar. Stack linebackers will be off the ball. Sam will be on the ball more. Next to a tight end. You know, on a tight end, which I've never done before. So that'll be a challenge.
It also might mean coming off field on third down, too. Sometimes I'm sure.
Yes.
That would be a tough transition for you, obviously, mm-hmm. standing on the sideline watching on third down, right?
Yeah, Yeah, that'll be another challenge as well. But with that, that's going to be if we take a linebacker off the field, the best two guys are going to stay on. So if I'm not one of those two guys, then that's fine. Do you know what I mean? I just whatever we need to do to win, let's do it. Let's be honest. That's the most important thing. So yeah, if I'm not good enough to stay on the field, then keep someone else on there so that we can win.
Was this something you knew was possibly in the works when you left here in January, or was it not really something that you had an inkling of until maybe the last month or so, or you know, after Doug got hired?
Not in January.
You have a lot of change in front of you with the defensive line. How much do you think that'll impact this season moving forward, or at least this offseason?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of getting to know our new teammates and how they like to play. Because you know we're missing some guys, some very key, very important guys from the last several years. So we're going to have to understand and learn how to play off of each other. That'll be an enormous part of OTAs, mini camp, training camp, so that when the season comes, we're all working together on the same page.
Who's the coach that you play with? Sorry. fourth coach that you've played for since you got here. Mm-hmm. Tom is new. I mean, how different is, what are your thoughts about the program as you walk in here 2 days in?
It reminds me of a lot of Coach Paterno and just the discipline, attention to detail, the things are going to be done in a very specific, very clean way. So it's great, really. It'll be a very positive change for all of us.
Do you think your teammates are responding the same way? Are they seeing the benefit to it, or is there a little bit of resistance to change?
I think because of the situation that we've been in, guys are very willing to say, if this helps us win, let's do it.
Calais and Barry, vocal guys who've been around a long time. How much do you think they'll help the leadership that you and Malik have tried to carry?
I think they'll be great. You know, both have served as captains for previous teams, and have had a lot of success on the field. So to have those guys, especially, you know, a guy in the D-line, a guy in the secondary, it's awesome. It's awesome to bring not only the type of the caliber of player that they are on the field, but their presence, their leadership, their guidance, that'll all have an enormous impact for us.
How important are the early days of the offseason program, just getting established with your new teammates and obviously the playbook?
I mean, it'll be a very important time for us to get things going. You know how it is, though. And the more we get on the field, OTAs, mini camp, that's when we'll make great strides then. You know, we'll be able to see big improvement from OTA 1 just to when we get farther and farther into it, because that's when we need to get out on the field, work together, practice together, read and react together. Those are going to be the most important things.
Paul, the locker room's a little different now. Is that a big adjustment for you, and who are you next to now?
I am next to Dante's on one side of me, and then there's actually an open spot on the other. So I don't know if that's going to be, you know, a rookie that's going to come in.
But too much to handle. They
want
to give you one guy.
But no, it's yeah. So it was Coach Marone made a great point. He said, you know, we used to sit in position groups, you know, so all the linebackers sat together, all the O line were in the corner, and he said that. You know, you're in position meetings all day. You have individual together. Let's have an opportunity to put you next to different people that you wouldn't necessarily be around. Learn your teammates better, and then overall we'll grow as a team.
Is the ping pong table gone, or is that?
Yes, it's gone.
Do you think putting you next to Dante was intentional?
Yeah, I think Dante will have a very positive impact on me. I think we will work great together. Yeah.
If that is going to be a rookie next to you, is there anyone in the draft that you would love to see take that spot?
I haven't. I don't know who we getting. I don't know who's out there.
Doug said that the safeties will be more interchangeable this year. From a scheme standpoint, does that give you a lot more options in terms of what you guys can run?
It should, because last year when we would always know. Teams always know Jonathan Cyprian was coming down. He was our box safety. So to be able to have both of those guys do it this year, you know, it won't be as easy for teams to forecast who's coming down into the box, and you know, so it should give us some more versatility.
You've entered a contract year before in your career, like Talvin is right now. Did you have an easy time separating that in Buffalo that season, and what he may have to do this year?
I did, but it was by luck. That was also the lockout year, so there was rules on how you could resign and stuff like that. So it was a mess. But you know, that'll be with how much Talvin loves football and how much he loves being a part of this team and just wants to win. I know that his mind will be clear. You know, he'll be completely dedicated to everything here. And everything that he needs to get done to have a great year and help us win. That's just the type of person he is.
What does the next step look like for Jalen?
For Jalen, I mean, I think it's gonna be continue to improve on what he did last year. We obviously know he's an unbelievable corner and can be the best in the league. You know, so for all of us moving forward, you know, where there's gonna be some changes in the defense, new techniques that we're gonna have to learn. So for him, I'm sure it's just going to be just like all of us, getting that down, understanding the new stuff, building a relationship with his new position coach, and then to, you know, seeing how high his potential can take him, because he's obviously, man, he can be unbelievable.
You're clearly embracing the new challenge because that's who you are. But is there any part of you that really is looking forward to the new challenge? Honestly?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, because more importantly than anything, just want to win.
Yeah.
Just want to win. So then if they say this is what's going to be for best for the team to win, then let's do it. And yeah, it will be a new challenge. It'll be exciting to learn a new position, learn some different techniques, do things on the field that I've never had to do before. So it's in a competitive way, you say, yeah, this will be exciting. It's something different, and it'll be a great challenge to see how I respond. Obviously, I want to be the best Sam linebacker in the NFL. And I want to make sure that I can do everything that I can to work to that.
Do you look at it as potentially elongating your career?
I guess I have to ask the Jaguars about that. I mean, if it's something that I can do at a high level, and then maybe.
10 years in the middle, but do you remember the last time you played outside and how it went?
I've never played on the ball. That's even in college. I played will linebacker for my first, what was that, 3 years. But I was still a stacked linebacker. I was 4.5 yards off the ball. I lined up behind a guard or a tackle. So that's what we were talking about. The Mike and Will. Those guys are very, very similar in what they do. The Sam is a little bit different. So it'll be a new spot on the field.
Is there anybody you can call and pick their brain, somebody who may have done something similar?
I mean, it's this type of change.
Yeah.
He would be a really good one, because he played multiple positions throughout his career. So to have
But nobody you've already reached out to or anything about?
No.
Okay. The transition.
No. Yeah.
All you want to do is win. Houston won the division last year, but they've had that, such a messy breakup with their quarterback situation. Is the opportunity to take the division, is this the best time for Jacksonville to do it?
I mean, I think, especially at this time of the year, every team is saying that. This could be our year. I mean, teams can look at us and say, oh, new coaching staff, changes, all that. The only thing that matters is how hard are we going to work and prepare right now so that during the season, we have a great opportunity for success.